Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. I am calling on behalf of a client of mine. I'm Mary with River City Fiduciary Services, and I manage the money for William Fairbanks, and he gets a card that he has money on. It's like a debit card, and he has a charge on here that I'm talking to the lady right before me. It's a Wi-Fi booster that was delivered to his old address. And he's been in the nursing facility since March of last year. And so this, he didn't get this.
Okay, that's fine. I can get it pulled out. What's his first and last name?
It is William Fairbanks. And I do have a terminal number if that helps and a date of service. It's January 11th for $7.45.
All right, and then just verify his address for security purposes.
Currently, he resides at, let me tell you what that is. He resides at, Ridgewood. Here.
Or just give me the one you're saying that they shipped it to.
That one's on Meridian Road, and so his current address, just since I'm there, excuse me, I was there, is on Eustick Road, and then the where his old address, where he used to reside, is 3165 North Meridian Road, number 44.
All right, yeah, so that's what we have down. Yeah, so it looks like here I do see a charge for a Wi-Fi booster for 745. And then I do see here he was, they did try to bill him a full price for that Wi-Fi boost and a warranty, but those charges were declined. And you said that he couldn't have signed up for this and he doesn't live there. Is that correct?
Right, and he doesn't have a computer.
Oh, okay. You said you're the bank calling in for him?
I am the fiduciary. We're an organization that the court orders people to have help with their money, and that's why we, because he's not capable of managing it by himself.
Oh, okay.
So this would have been purchased off that card. He gets an allowance, and he can spend, a certain amount. So I think that somehow somebody got a hold of this.
Oh, okay. All right. So, did you contact us when you seen the charges, or did you file anything with his financial institution?
Well, TrueLink, I'm the administrator of the account through TrueLink. So, I could file something with TrueLink if that's what you want me to do.
No, we're asking, have you?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll just go ahead and file the fraud with our company for the 745. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Correct.
One second. one second. All right. So due to fraud, we did go ahead and get the 745 refunded. Allow 3 to 5 business days to go back on his Visa card. Do you want to write down the cancellation number?
Please.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie. 258. 737. 649.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. And if you have any other questions, just call us back at this number.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Uh-huh, thanks, bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.